President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence are on Capitol Hill at this hour meeting with congressional leaders. About an hour ago, President Obama and President-elect Trump met for the first time at the White House. Here's what they said as they wrapped up their meeting.
Well, I just had the opportunity to have an excellent conversation with President-elect Trump. It was wide-ranging. We talked about some of the organizational issues in setting up a White House. We talked about foreign policy. We talked about domestic policy. And as I said last night, my number one priority in the coming 2 months is to try to facilitate a transition that ensures our president-elect is successful. And I have been very encouraged by the, I think, interest in President-elect Trump's wanting to work with my team around many of the issues that this great country faces. And I believe that it is important for all of us, regardless of party and regardless of political preferences, to now come together, work together, to deal with the many challenges that we face. And in the meantime, Michelle has had a chance to greet the incoming First Lady, and we had an excellent conversation with her as well, and we want to make sure that they feel welcome as they prepare to make this transition. And most of all, I want to emphasize to you, Ms. President-elect, that we now are going to want to do everything we can to help you succeed, because if you succeed, then the country succeeds.
Well, thank you very much, President Obama. This was a meeting that was going to last for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, and we were just going to get to know each other. We had never met each other. I have great respect. The meeting lasted for almost an hour and a half. And it could have, as far as I'm concerned, it could have gone on for a lot longer. We really, we discussed a lot of different situations, some wonderful and some difficulties. I very much look forward to dealing with the president in the future, including counsel. He explained some of the difficulties, some of the high-flying assets, and some of the really great things that have been achieved. So, Mr. President, it was a great honor being with you, and I look forward to being with you many, many more times in the future. Thank you.
President-elect Donald Trump and President Obama meeting about an hour ago in the Oval Office. Joining us now is NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. And Ron, first of all, might have been news to many that they had never met before in person, but your thoughts on how that went?
Never met before, never shook hands, never been introduced, and really have inhabited as separate worlds as two people who are at the top levels of power and influence in the United States could possibly have inhabited. So here they are together, showing respect to each other, showing respect to the traditions of orderly transition of power. Whether or not they're going to become surprising friends, probably not. Probably the caricatures of each other that they have been promulgating, each of them, through the last several years, are not really going to obtain in the future. They're not going to keep that up. They're not going to talk about each other in that way. That was politics. Now we have moved on to the presidency. And there is a kind of clubbiness about presidents and former presidents, no matter how nasty they have been to each other. And we can think back over many, many cases of this. They have been cordial once the votes are in, and they have been cordial in welcoming each other into the White House and doing everything they can to help them.
Well, in just 30 seconds we have left here, Ron, but how is the Trump administration shaping up at this point?
The transition team has said that it does not have an official list of people yet for cabinet offices, but we have been told that the transition team has determined that they want to, quote, dismantle, unquote, the Dodd-Frank Act. That was the regulatory activity that went on to try to respond to the meltdown over mortgages back in 2008. Right. Big bill passed in 2009, a symbol, if you will, of the Obama administration. They say they want to take that apart. That's not going to be good news to the people who want to see Wall Street restrained.
That's NPR senior Washington editor and correspondent Ron Elving. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.